two.
Peace.
Two. Hello, hello, welcome to episode 89 of Two Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Yes, we do.
Have you ever gone back and listened to our older podcast?
No, I don't think I ever will.
I'm like, I wanna hear what we were like 2 years ago.
And it was you were still going through puberty, I think, and I just graduated high school. No.
Yeah, it was crazy, because like we really didn't edit it much back then, and now it's like heavily edited. It's like MTV style editing almost, where it's just boom, boom, boom. I mean, just you talking about like, oh, I have so much free time in the evening, I'll play this game for a long time,
yeah,
or whatever.
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
Things are just so much different now. It's wild. Well, do you want to take a couple calls?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, looks like we have Red Vinny on the line. Red Vinny, welcome to 2B Start Live.
Thanks, guys. It's a pleasure to be on there. Sorry.
It's a pleasure to have us. Yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, anytime.
Sorry, I'm new to Skype, so it's kind of confusing.
It's okay. We're new to the English language, so we have some difficulties ourselves. Hey, Red Vinny, do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Have either of you guys ever played Phantasy Star Online for the Dreamcast or GameCube?
Oh, my gosh. Yes and yes.
I was just going to say, let Ray take that one.
I think I'll have 200 hours on the GameCube one and on the Dreamcast one originally. Phantasy Star Online left a huge impression on me because it was the first game of its kind. Like, I think everyone has their first kind of MMORPG game that they play, and it blows their mind because it's just a crazy new experience they've never had with gaming before. And I remember getting to level 100, which was the highest level that you can be. And then, like, it's like, level up! And, like, level 100, my stats boosted slightly, and, yeah, that's about it. Yeah, I mean, it was a fun game, but that's why I can never get into, like, World of Warcraft or anything remotely similar, because I'm like, I know there's no ending. Like, I know even if I reach the top, I will not be happy or satisfied. I'll be actually quite depressed, and I'll give up, so...
Yeah, MMORPGs don't hold my interest for very long, so it's a surprise, but...
Especially considering that game only had 4 levels.
All right, guys. Well, it was nice to be on the show.
Yeah, we look forward to being on your show again sometime. I mean, on our show, yeah. Well, hey, take care. Thanks for the call.
No problem, guys.
Well, looks like we have one more caller on the line. This is Anon. I do this every time. Anon, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Doing well. So, yeah, hey, welcome to the show. Tim's very quiet.
Just listening here. Hey, Anon, where are you from?
New York.
New York.
Oh, cool.
All right, cool.
Very cool. Well, do you have a question for us?
Sure. Any of you guys read Scott Pilgrim?
Scott Pilgrim? No, I can't say that I do.
No, I don't think so. Let me look this up.
One of my friends is a big fan and told me there's a movie coming out, said I should read the comic. It's supposed to be a very video game-related comic and about this Canadian guy who falls in love with a girl but has to fight her 7 ex-boyfriends to... into a relationship or something.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking at the site here, and I see a quote here from Joss Whedon that he says, "I need more Scott Pilgrim, and I need it now." If he approves, then I would say it's probably pretty good.
Sweet.
Thanks for your opinions on it.
Oh, yeah, here's my opinion. I don't know anything, and I'm looking forward to maybe checking it out. Dang. Well, cool. Hey, thanks for being on the show.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Well, that will do it for calls for today. We have some nice fans.
Yes, we do.
Very wonderful people.
I'm just waiting for a fan to call and just start cussing us out or something.
Oh,
you know?
Dude, I'm ready for it. You have no idea. I would probably just laugh. I would find such enjoyment out of it. I'll be like, you know what? We've made it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we know we've made it.
Somebody
when
hates
someone,
us. Yes.
When someone hates us so much, they will go out of their way to rail on us on air on our own show. That's the epitome
of
right
course,
there.
Of course, the truth is it's not really on air, and we can edit it out. But keep going, buddy. This isn't making it into the show.
Maybe if someone calls the negative feedback, I'll just edit their words like I did your commercial and make them say something totally different.
Make him say something racist? Yeah, good job.
Well, what do you say we get to our topic of the week?
Let's do it.
Have you bought Wii Motion Plus Wii Sports Resort?
No, I was going to, okay, so...
But then you had a daughter.
Well, essentially, yes. you know, I'm kind of like a... I have to get a deal on things, okay? So I don't really buy things full price.
We work completely differently on money. Do you realize this?
Yes, we do.
Like,
very much.
I couldn't think of anyone more opposite to me. Yet, like, we're both financially sound.
Which is almost shocking to me that we can be different and you're financially sound. Because I've had friends in the past that were opposite of me, and they were disasters with finances, you know, like, I can get into $1 million of debt, right? That's not a big deal, right?
It's not, yeah. I'll get a bailout. It's no problem.
Yeah, you got a good head on your shoulders, so.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so good credit, ladies, if you want, no. and, yeah, like, I mean, I picked it up, and I wasn't really sure what I was getting. I mean, like you said, it's like, well, I don't really know all the sports that are in it. And I was pleasantly surprised that, I would say the thing that I like the most about it is it's just really funny. Like, it's just very, it's very comical. The little, there's just enough little treats throughout that you're like, this is really entertaining to me. Like, it's, I'm just getting a kick out of this.
Now, are there any real standouts or real losers in the bunch?
I mean, it really depends on who you're talking to, because some people are like, oh, sword play is the bomb. Like, nothing beats that. But I kind of disagree.
Hmm.
I mean... The thing is, like, swordplay is cool, but there's... The thing I like more about swordplay is, like, the extra modes for it. There's, like, a speed slice. They throw objects in front of you, and you see who can slice it faster in the direction that it shows. There's a mode where, like, there's just a big line of enemies. It's one player, and you just walk around, like, beating on people the whole time. Like, you just... like, you basically have a wave of, like, 50 enemies, and you go through and slash them all. And the music is really hilarious in that mode. So, like, that's not really advertised in the game. You know, you don't hear about that. You just hear about one-on-one action.
So each sport has what, three modes or something?
I wouldn't say each one, but frisbee dog. There's also frisbee golf, so you can play like a golf course. But
oh, that's
like
cool.
Frisbee golf. I would say one of my favorites is probably archery. I really enjoy archery a lot.
Huh. Well, that's See, I was gonna get it on Sunday because there was a special deal at Toys R Us where if you bought it between the hours of 10 and 2. You could get a $20 gift card. I'm like, well, that's perfect. I get a second Wii Motion Plus adapter for free, basically. And we got pictures done for Lily, which were really, they turned out really nice. So we were at a special place. And, you know, we're going through all the pictures, and I'm just looking at my watch the whole time, like, we're never going to make it. We're never going to make it. We're never going to make it.
I love how, like, you will one day look back at this memory of, like, oh, our first pictures with our first baby girl, and be like, God dang it, I want Wii Sports Resort.
Wii Sports
so
Resort.
Bad.
Doggone.
Took forever.
Yeah, so, well, I'll pick it up eventually. Maybe if life slows down a little bit at some point. But
for me, the one thing that's sorely lacking from Wii Sports Resort is a high score page.
Ugh. Nintendo's
no,
got something
like,
against
for,
high scores
like,
or something.
I don't know what it, like... For every single game, you can earn points. You know, it's like, oh, now you moved up. You're this much closer to pro. Little stamps based on certain things that you do. They're like achievements.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no place to just go and look at them. You just can't go and look at them. You have to, like, start a game, and then your character will have, like, a little icon showing how many badges you've earned so far.
I guess Mario Galaxy did that, right? You could see how many many coins you got on each level. Something like that. I mean, just a simple spreadsheet, practically, is all you need, you know?
Yeah.
But
I will say one of my favorite things about Wii Sports, it just doesn't get much better, is there's this video at the beginning of the game that you have to watch for 3 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it's amazing. It's so good. which will take us to comic talk. This week we had too much information. Can we go over this real quick? Because there seems to be a debate in our comments about
whether
this
or not
whole
it's
shenanigan.
Worth it or not.
Yeah, if you're like, oh, come on, like, it's just a video, what's the big deal? Here's where I'm at, okay? A, you already have a manual that comes with this attachment. Like, there's many pages, many pictures, it explains all of this to you in the manual, but yet when you turn on that game, you have to watch the 3-minute video about it. And this wouldn't be a problem for me if it was, like, safety information, you know? If this was like the first time we had to use wrist straps or something, I could understand. It's like, we want to get all the safety features out of the way. But this is literally just, here's how you plug it in, here's how you unplug it.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like, I don't understand why that's so necessary to show me in a video that's that slow and that boring.
Most of us know how to know where that little connector thing is on the bottom of the Wii remote because we've used a nunchuck before, right?
Right.
And it doesn't look like that thing plugs in anywhere else, you know, if we're buying... Yeah. Yeah, and the fact that there's a manual, so if you really needed help, that's where you go. You don't think, if I'm holding the box in my hand, I don't think, oh, I don't know what to do with this. I better turn on the game and hope that there's an intro video that explains the whole thing, you know?
And just the fact
that
it's
like,
here's how to connect it, and then it like fades out. And I'm like, okay, that wasn't too long. And like, fades back in. How to disconnect the Wii Motion Plus. I'm like, really? Like, it was like it like teased us. I mean, it faded out for so long, and it was like blank screen for long enough. You're like, oh, okay, that's it. I'm excited. And I was like, disconnecting. And like, it just kept going. Like, we were just, oh, yeah. It's just a bad choice. And so doing the comic was pretty difficult, I would say.
There was a little dilemma in figuring out, do we want to stick with just things that would make this video, like things that Nintendo would throw in there that would just make it super long, mm-hmm. or ridiculous explanations of how to use the technology. So I had an idea in there of like using crochet hooks to put the strap through the new Wii jacket and all that stuff, which could have been funny, but it wasn't in the theme of these are just things that extend the video for no good reason. So I like the way it turned out. We stuck with the one theme. I'd say if we did want to use that intermission as a middle panel, that maybe we could have mixed both in there and just ended with the strongest ones.
Mm-hmm.
But that we kind of both came to the conclusion that the intermission panel was really the funniest part of it for us.
Yeah,
so that was a good way to end it, you know.
Well, for every great comment comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no different.
No, it wasn't. Dr. Oswald piped in. Somebody had said, you know, if Nintendo came out with an Everybody Jumps Off a Bridge channel, would you download that? And Dr. Oswald decided to answer that. He says, yes, I imagine that Everyone Jumps Off a Bridge channel would be something like Lemmings, except instead of Lemmings, you have Everyone's Me. That's a game I would pay for. Of course, I've completely ignored the original intent of your comment, but as soon as I read Everyone Jumps Off a Bridge channel, I had this wonderful vision of Lemmings meets Mies. And that picture to me is really funny. Of downloading
it really is almost comic worthy, you know.
We need to do some like bonus comic sometime where you just go into the Mii channel and you click the bridge, the bridge icon, and all of your Mii's in your whole channel start jumping off the bridge.
They should have like a human sacrifice in the Mii channel, you know.
it would be a follow up to When Your Consoles Are Off comic.
Exactly, it really would. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Let me pull this up real quick. Have you been to our Wikipedia page lately?
No, I haven't.
And someone made it. Like, I just wanted to see if there were any changes made. And there was only one made, I think. It's hard to say, but this is hilarious. It says, Tim also has a Mii version of himself named Timmy, which appears from time to time. And then this is the edit. A Mii version of Ray named Raimi has appeared in more recent comics, although Raimi has been executed worse.
That's great.
Wow, someone went out of their way just to rail on Raimi, which I don't even know that's his name, but I guess
I thought it was Do Raimi.
Do Raimi, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't checked out in a while. In fact, I did mean to come and update it with our latest win. We actually won this week's joystick poll.
That's right, yeah.
So thank you, anyone who voted for our lost comic. That was great.
And speaking of other people on other sites who loved our comic, my comment goes to Kirby Lowell from Go Nintendo, who said, yes, we get it. A forced 3-minute intro was not a smart idea, but this comic was even more of a waste of time. At least the Motion Plus video was informative. This was just usual webcomic-level humor crap. Here's why I love this comment. Did it take you more than 3 minutes to read our comic? Because if it didn't, then it was not a more waste of a time.
Like, there's no. Well, he's probably a really slow reader, Ray. Come on now.
3 minutes?
He's probably really slow, if you know what I'm saying. But what I loved about that comment was finally on Go Nintendo. I mean, we always get a comment like that, except for the Lost comic, which is kind of interesting.
Yes.
But finally, somebody stepped up and told him off, you know?
Yeah, someone came in
like,
and railed
okay,
on him
so
for a little
Ray,
bit.
Okay, so Ray, I guess your username on Go Nintendo is this, because you finally decided to step in and tell him off.
Yeah, so what?
Hey, Ray, hold on 1 second. I gotta deal with something. Hold on.
Now it's time for a segment we like to call Tim Checks on the Baby.
Sorry.
How was the baby?
Baby's fine. The cat, it was trying to scratch up her books or something. So.
All right, well, let's do a little bit of Ricket Ricket remix. For this segment, I mentioned a video game remix favorite, who made it, and where you can download it. This week, it's a remix from Sonic Riders. It's Catch Me If You Can Rockin' Beats Mix. Take a listen to a short sample. There's no turning back. Wonders you can't have. Yourself, just head back to the page you grabbed this episode of 2B Start Live from, or the link is right there for those of you listening to our M4A version of the show. And that will pull us right into Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from Your Grave.
Many 2B Start fans tend to lurk behind the darkness, hiding their faces by continually reading our comics but never daring to leave a single comment.
How dare they?
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. Well, our first Grave Riser goes to Beaver Boy, who said...
That's just funny.
Thanks for yet another great comic, guys. Also, my grave has been risen. Been reading since number 53. First hearing it from Go Nintendo. I enjoyed the comics and showed it off to my friends, who all loved it. Thanks for the 129 wonderful comics so far. Let's hope that the death of 2B Start never arrives. Thank you, Beaver Boy.
Thank you, Beaver Boy. I was afraid that when he mentioned Go Nintendo, he was gonna rail on us or something. But
I think we've earned some love over there. I think we're.
It took
128 comics, but we're finally over there.
All right. Well, our next Grave Riser is Legend of Me, rising from my grave. Hi, guys. Another great podcast. I regularly listen to your podcast and subscribe to your comics, and I have to say, great job.
Well, now it's time for the most dreaded segment of the show. It's the Saddening Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst, in honor of the most atrocious character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom. A fan got Sonic CD running on the iPhone with emulation better than Sega could do with their own Genesis games.
Sad.
So he got a Sega CD game running better than they can get Genesis games running, which is just insane.
Well, and here's the reason it's insane. He doesn't have the source code for Sonic CD. He had
right.
to take the graphics from the game and plant them into his engine that he, this retro engine that he made. And then he had to duplicate the physics of the game by kind of going frame by frame on how Sonic reacts when he jumps, how high he jumps, how far he falls back when he gets hit, where the rings go, all that stuff. He did all of that basically just looking at what the game was and doing it. It's like an identical recreation. And it runs beautifully.
It's sad. It's just a sad day.
And he said it took him like a week. One person to build an engine and make a level of Sonic CD work perfectly. And what he presented it to... Sega, right? They just didn't get back to him, basically.
Yeah, apparently they posted on Twitter indicating the company had been sufficiently aware of the demo, with the PR rep promising to, quote, bring it up at our brainstorming meeting.
Whatever.
You're like fired.
You know, they ought to take the games that they've already released, throw them away, and have him redo them.
Just hire him. Yeah.
Redo the games they've released and just make them updates. Pretend it's just an update to the game that you wasted $5 on, and it'll be worthwhile.
And my other Black Doom Award goes to, I'll say, Lars Bakken, who he was asked by The Guardian about additions to Halo 3 ODST that's going to be released. Oh. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
And so he was trying to say about the things that were changed. So he said, quote, "Obviously the things that have been brought over would be the weapons, the enemy types, those kinds of things haven't changed. Everything else is completely new. Your character's health model, the fact that he doesn't have a motion tracker, he can't dual wield, he takes damage when he falls off high surfaces, his health doesn't regenerate. All those things are not in Halo 3. That's very different."
Yeah.
Great way to phrase it. Oh man, I still want to play that now. I can't wait.
I can't wait to have to be totally crippled and not be able to do anything that I used to do. I mean, that's sort of the point of the game, right? I mean, you're not Master Chief, you're just
like
a regular guy.
All the enemies and weapons, they're all the same, but all the ways you play it, oh, they're terrible. They're totally different now. It's awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, bro. Yeah. Great way to advertise the game.
Yeah.
Halo 3, but it sucks. So my Black Doom Award is going to go to Sega. But more specifically, Sega of America's VP of Marketing, Sean Ratcliffe. And I don't know if you read this article, but...
I think I know what you're talking about.
You know, it's people like this that make Sega an awful company and way past its prime. I mean, this is why they're not making hardware anymore. This is why Sonic is horrible. Basically, IndustryGamers.com asked him about Sonic. You know, Sonic Unleashed came out, had a Metacritic score of like 54 to 66, depending on what console. And the fact that it had the highest score in Wii, we're not going to get into that again, but that's...
Don't even get me started, honestly.
I know.
Someone brought that up to me the other day, and I was like, you know what, dude?
Don't. Just
oh
don't
my gosh,
go there.
That is like the biggest massacre in reviews I've ever seen.
So anyhow, they asked this guy, Ratcliffe, about... you know, quality issues in Sonic. And so here's his response. He says, "The quality is something that will be fixed over time." So he admits that it's broken and it'll be fixed over time. It's not something where you wake up one morning and say, "You know what? We're going to improve our quality on this franchise." And it magically happens. Okay, stop right there. It's not something you wake up one morning...
After a comment like that, you will not wake up in the morning anymore, okay? We will hunt you down.
You don't wake up one morning and it's fixed, but you can wake up one morning and say, "You know what? We're going to improve our quality."
Yes.
He's basically saying, you can't just say you're going to improve your quality and then actually do it. It's not magic, no. But you make a point to improve the quality. And to improve it from a 54 Metacritic rating shouldn't really take that much time, right? Just
like literally, if they took me and just transplanted me over at Sega of America, and they're like, "All right, Ray, you're in charge of making a brand new Sonic game and making it work," I would have that opinion of, "Okay, guys, we're gonna do everything way different. We're gonna start with a better game. Like we're gonna make this the best Sonic game ever." And that would be the day one I woke up in the morning and magic things happened, and we're gonna get off the ground running on good notes. You know?
Yep.
Like. This idea that, like, oh, it's going to be this thing that takes time. It's like...
It's so hard.
Yeah, it's going to take time if you make another Sonic storybook series game, okay? If that's in your plan, yeah, you're right. It is going to take a long time because you're not focusing on what's going to make the Sonic a good game anymore.
Well, and basically what he's admitting to is he's like, "Look, guys, we've already got other Sonic games in the pipe, and we're not going to fix those. So maybe the next one we start on that you'll see in 3 years... maybe that one will be high quality. But in the meantime, we got to make money." So,
yes.
I mean, he goes on here. He says, "A lot of hard work goes into striving for quality." No, a lot of hard work goes into achieving quality, buddy. Not striving for quality.
Yes.
You know, and that attitude is just... You know, he goes, "Oh, Sonic Unleashed was very well received by the kids. There was some talk about the Werehog aspect, the slower pacing, and more combat-oriented gameplay. But when we go out and test this stuff and sit down with consumers, kids actually like that. I think older, diehard Sega fans who grew up on the franchise..."
Get out of here. You know, seriously. Here, you know, actually, just recently on GoNintendo, Rami Cowboy posted a story about, does Sonic really need to be fixed? He was linking to an article from bluegamer.net, and one of the commenters said, Sonic World Adventure, which is Sonic Unleashed, was spectacular on a Sonic game scale, and a very good on an ordinary game scale.
Wow.
I mean, the biggest flaw I can think of is that the Werehog battle music should have changed with every zone and didn't, which got annoying.
That's the biggest problem, is the music
didn't
change?
That's the biggest problem, yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And then other people are like, dude, you're the reason.
That's unbelievable. Well, and the fact that he can say, for a Sonic game, it was awesome, because the bar has been set so low.
But on a regular game scale,
it
was very
good. It's
pretty
good. Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
Like, you are missing it, man. Come on. Like, get in there, get your hands dirty, and fix the series.
Well, and did you see the Monkey Ball video that was released recently?
Yes.
That just pissed me off, because it's like...
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, that was a very nice video. They did a good job on it, and that's as much effort as there's going to go into that game.
That's right. Because they always release the high-quality CG trailer
the little
without
CG
any
intro.
Gameplay.
It was funny, it was interesting, it made you excited about what the game was going to be like, and then the game's just going to be a lazy, like, oh, here's a bunch of levels, and just tilt around with your feet, you know?
Well, it's waiting to be seen, but yeah, I wouldn't put it past Sega to screw that one up as well. All right, finally, we'd like to wrap up with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been unintentionally ignored over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are still interested. Our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions, so this week's song was submitted by the Gastronomic Gamer. It's Humming the Bassline from Jet Grind Radio on the Dreamcast. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Ha!
Let me set my mood message. What's up with mood messages, by the way? Like, how do I not make them give me a notification?
Are you talking about iChat or something, or what?
I'm talking about Skype.
On Skype?
Yes.
There's moods? Like,
yeah, I'll get a red little one on the dock icon. I'm like, oh, I have a new message, and I look, and it's like where the little time stamp, the little clock icon is. Mm-hmm. It'll be like a red notification. I'll click on it. It's like mood messages. I'm like, okay, and I'll click on mood messages, and it shows someone's new update, like, ah, it's sucking my brain or whatever. I'm like, okay, thanks.
I don't need to see
that. I don't need to go through that many hoops just to get to it, okay? Mm. Like, I don't need to click on the time, then click on mood messages, then click on it. Like, jeez.
Tell me something, Ray. How come in iChat you can't combine buddy lists? What's that all about?
What do you mean combine buddy? Wait, hold on a second. It just showed me my own mood message. I just sent a mood message. And it's like,
Ray,
one new notification.
You are angry.
What?
it can tell by the tone of your voice what your mood is.
Take that crap off. Oh my gosh. All the way back. Well, I pulled up that episode. Well, I kept forgetting to mention this, which was, you remember one of the callers that we had asked me to give him some advice on podcasting,
mm-hmm,
correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, lots of people have problems with their microphones and they laugh about how much their mics suck. And then, what was it, 10 seconds later, my mic went bad and we had a hilarious thing happen. And then we all laughed about how bad my microphone is. How ironic was that, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
that was ridiculous.